Where were we? Oh yes, we were marching through headquarters on frozen feet. Except Drover's feet weren't frozen. They were warm because he had chosen to believe they were warm. And that's pretty strange. As we reached the southwest corner of the machine shed, I cast a glance down towards the house and noticed a very interesting detail. Sally Mae's car was parked beside the yard gate and the motor was running. It appeared that the car was being warmed up, almost as though someone were preparing to make some kind of trip or journey, perhaps into town. But why would Sally Mae be going to town on such a cold and blustery day? This needed to be checked out, and I was just the dog for the job. Have I mentioned that I'm head of ranch security? I am, and very little happens on this ranch that I'm not aware of. If Sally Mae was thinking of driving into town on snack-poked roads, snow-packed roads, let us say, then I needed to check out the car and, you know, make sure everything was ready for the trip. I gave the signal to turn our column in an easterly direction, and we picked our way down the icy... Oops, I slipped. We inched our way down the... We made our way down the stupid hill, which was a solid sheet of ice, don't you see? And the footing was very treacherous. No dog on earth could have made it down that icy slope without... Phooey. I stopped trying to walk and skied the last 10 feet to the bottom of the slope. This was no big deal. Have we discussed our winter ski patrol? Maybe not. See, the security division has its own winter ski patrol, and during periods of snowy weather, we activate WSP. And, well, I'm the leader. Maybe you're shocked that a ranch dog could have mastered all the skills required to glide down an icy slope. But let me remind you that I made it to the bottom of the hill, is the point. There I picked myself up off the... That is, I turned my skis to the side and negotiated a perfect sliding plop. A perfect slopping stop, that is, while Drover skidded down the hill with no more grace than a cow on a frozen pond. Once I had reached level ground, I marched straight over to Sally Mae's car and began making a thorough check of all the... A cat? A smirking, purring cat was sitting beside the yard gate. Would you care to guess who or whom it might have been? The main clue here is smirking, and you've probably guessed Pete the Barn Cat. Smirking gives it away, doesn't it? It's one of the few things Pete does well. He never does any work on the place, but he seldom misses a chance to smirk. And it drives me nuts. I stopped in my tracks and beamed him a look we call nails and broken glass. The purpose of the N and BG is to throw a scare into the cat and melt that smirk off his mouth. It didn't work, so I lifted tooth shields and showed him two rows of sharp, deadly fangs.